An escalating political showdown in Madagascar over who should govern the country is having a devastating impact on the economy. A disputed presidential election in December led to demonstrations, general strikes, and increased tension. An ongoing oil blockade is strangling economic life in the capital, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Floreal, a knitwear company, was the first firm to set up in Madagascar under a scheme to attract foreign and local firms by exempting customs and duty taxes. What began as a small manufacturer of sweaters exporting to the U.S. and Europe now employs 10,000 people and is the largest of 200 firms that operate under the free trade scheme. Here at its Antananarivo factory, expert fingers fly over woolen panels, stitching seam to seam. The raw materials they turn into $10 sweaters come from abroad. But for 6 weeks, no materials have arrived. Floreal Director General John Hargreaves says the gasoline embargo that has been thrown up around the capital has halted all deliveries.
So we're working on our stocks. Well, when those die out or when the fuel disappears, we'll have to close the factories.
The World Bank says the free trade zone that has been an engine of growth for Madagascar could lose 50,000 jobs. Employee strikes and mass demonstrations also cost the country an estimated $14 million a day. Workers struck to oust longtime President Didier Ratsiraka, who refused to leave office after the December election, demanding a second ballot. His rival, Mark Ravalomanana, the businessman mayor of the capital, said no to another round, insisting an open examination of the vote would prove he won the first time. When the High Court vetoed such a public review, Ravalomanana's supporters urged him to assume the office of president anyway. And he did. Infuriated supporters of President Ratsiraka blocked roads in retaliation, shutting the capital off from the biggest eastern port. What remains of Ratsiraka's armed forces now guard the barricades, preventing gasoline and other goods from reaching Antananarivo. Ratsiraka's cabinet spokesman, Ramaulimase Hulier, says ending the embargo won't solve the underlying dispute.
This resolving the blockade is not the only solution. You have to resolve all the problem of Madagascar, not only one problem of a blockade. And how to resolve that problem of all Madagascar is by election.
The blockade Ratsiraka has not seen fit to remove has driven Air Madagascar to the verge of collapse. Half of its international fleet, 1767, has been impounded in Paris. The lack of transportation inside the country is ruining the tourist trade, and with it, the chance to bring hard currency to one of the world's poorest countries. A black market has driven up the price of gasoline to $230 a barrel. Silence from abroad over attempts by Ratsiraka's administration to isolate Antananarivo has dismayed followers of Mark Ravalomanana. Narisuna Rajaonarivuni is the vice prime minister for the Ravalomanana administration. He says the international community ought to be extolling the opposition's peaceful push for good governance and urging Ratsiraka to quit.
I don't mean to say that we need to kick him out. What I would say is, okay, this is the situation, you've lost, okay? Let these people work peacefully. And of course, you know, we are ready to help him get out of power very peacefully and honorably.
Commerce and traffic cops are more visible on the streets than they've been in weeks. Striking workers have staged a hesitant return to work, winding up a two-month-long general strike, though the government does not know how it will pay them. And there are also the persistent reminders of idle unemployment. Amid the trinkets and ancient tape cassettes vendors display on the sidewalk, young jobless men and women bide their time betting on dice, winning sums that amount to no more than a penny. It is an apt reflection of Madagascar today, where so much seems left to chance, including who will rule this vast, impoverished island nation that is enduring an especially bad run of luck. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Antananarivo, Madagascar.